Biden executive order helps imprison criminals vote by mail. By Hannah Blow on March 7, 2021. President Biden on Sunday signed a sweeping executive order instructing federal agencies to advance Democrat Party objectives for U.S. elections. Using the agencies to provide information about voter registration and vote-by-mail applications, including for federal prisoners. The Biden administration asserted the federal government plays a primary role in providing education about voter registration and combating misinformation. His administration is devoted to promoting and defending the right to vote for all Americans who are legally entitled to participate in elections, he states in the order. One of the main objectives listed in the executive action is providing prisoners with educational materials related to voting and facilitating voter registration for eligible prisoners to the extent practicable. The educational materials should also notify individuals leaving federal custody of the restrictions, if any, on their ability to vote under the laws of the state where the individual resides and, if any such restrictions exist, the point at which the individual's rights will be restored under applicable state law, the order states. The order also instructs the Attorney General to establish procedures requiring jails to facilitate voting by mail to the extent practicable and appropriate. It reads in part, "The Attorney General shall establish procedures consistent with applicable law to ensure the United States Marshal Service includes language in intergovernmental agreements and jail contracts to require the jails to provide educational materials related to voter registration and voting, and to facilitate voting by mail, to the extent practicable and appropriate. The Attorney General shall establish procedures consistent with applicable law for coordinating with the Probation and Pretrial Services Office of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts to provide educational materials related to voter registration and voting to all eligible individuals under the supervision of the Probation and Pretrial Services Office, and to facilitate voter registration and voting by such individuals. The Attorney General shall take appropriate steps consistent with applicable law to support formerly incarcerated individuals in obtaining a means of identification that satisfies state voter identification laws, including as required by 18 U.S.C. 4042 A, 6b. Beyond the focus on prisoner outreach, the order effectively instructs federal agencies to promote voter registration on a national scale, informing Americans about voting via federal agency websites. It also states the administration's intention of soliciting and facilitating approved nonpartisan third-party organizations and state officials to provide voter registration services on agency premises. In a practical sense, this could largely drive up turnout for Democrat voters. Those receiving welfare benefits, for example, could receive voter registration information directly from federal employees working with the agencies. That, combined with the administration's devotion to combating misinformation, will further maximize big tech's role in the U.S. elections, a primary concern among GOP voters and lawmakers. But many Americans, especially people of color, confront significant obstacles to exercising that fundamental right to vote, the order states, citing obstacles including difficulties with voter registration, lack of election information, and barriers to access at polling places. However, for Democrats, that translates to their repeated attempts to dismantle basic election integrity measures and restrictions, including voter ID laws. Democrats routinely brand these basic election integrity measures as forms of voter suppression. Biden's executive order comes as Democrat lawmakers promote H.R. 1, or the For the People Act, which effectively federalizes U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the controversial measure last week. 20 attorneys general, led by Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, sent a letter to House and Senate leaders last week, warning they will take appropriate legal action in the event of the legislation becoming law. H.R. 1 basically codifies everything that was irregular or outright wrong or the opportunities for fraud during last year's election and makes it the law of the land, Rokita said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily last week. It takes out the balance between integrity and accountability and access to polling places. H.R. 1 makes photo ID illegal in the United States. Meanwhile, it mails out live ballots to everyone on the voting list, alive or dead, and it makes it much more difficult for states to take dead people off the voting rolls. To take people who moved away off of voting rolls, he added.